In our previous shiur, we began a discussion of the halachas of Zeichel Churban. So, we learned in the Shulchan Aruch, and it's now Gemara as well, that if you bought a house and already has it's completely painted, so as our Gemara says, Harezu b'cheskosoi, we could assume that this is the way it was, and we don't make you we assume, says the Mishnah Berurah, that an Akum who built or painted this house made the house this way. But what will be the halacha, discussed the Paiskim, if you bought a house from a Jew, but the Jew did not make a Zeichel Churban? Do you have to make a Zeichel Churban? So the Paiskim say that there you don't have the excuse that the guy didn't have to make an Amal Amma, and there you have to make it even though you bought it finished. Moreover, the Paiskim say, that Rugus Abaisim says this already, that if you bought a house that had this, that it was built by an Akum, and therefore there was no issue, and therefore there's no obligation to make a Zeichel Churban. And now, after you buy the house, you eventually, at one point or another, paint the house, then the halacha will be, when you paint the house, you have to leave the Amma alone. Now the question is, if somebody's renting an apartment, who has the obligation to leave this? Is it the obligation on the tenant, or is it the obligation of the landlord? So the Paiskim seem to follow the same approach that is if you bought a house or bought an apartment. If when you move in, it's already painted and there was no amma left, you don't have an obligation to make it. But if you're painting it, even, and that halacha applies, even if the landlord is a Jew who should have left an amal amma. Because the Sefer Shas Tshuvas Dvar Yeshua, Chelek Beis Simen Ayin Gimel, explains as follows. He says the obligation of leaving an amal amma is an obligation on the person who lives there, not on the person who owns the apartment. So if I'm the landlord of the apartment and I'm painting the apartment, I don't have to leave an amal amma. I'm not living here. It's the tenant who has to leave it, but there is no tenant. So there is no one that has the obligation to leave the amal amma, and therefore could be painted completely. And the landlord's not doing anything wrong, and the tenant is moving into an apartment that doesn't have the amal amma. What would be the halacha where a tenant moved into an apartment, and as we just discussed, there was no amal amma left, but he wants to take off the amal amma? So the halacha is he can't do that without permission from the landlord. However, I saw from the Chazon Ish, and so too does the Dvar Yeshua say so in that Tshuva, that it's appropriate to try to get permission from the landlord, and if you get that permission, to do so. In fact, I even saw that according to the Dvar Yeshua, it's not just that you should try to get permission, even if it will cost you money to get that permission, it's the right thing to do. Another very interesting question. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Gimel says, how is this amma made? So he says, the oisa shir yir b'loy sid. You should leave it without any paint. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the loika oisan amma shachar. Some people just paint this amma black. He says, that's seich gamkein tzir. V'yesh b'koymus, continues the Mishnah Berurah, Shois and Shocher, they paint the wall black, the Koisman al Zeich l'Churban, and they write on that place, Zeich l'Churban. So he says, V'ein limchos b'yana makilim, the Sharatzin says, we could We shouldn't say anything. There are other menhagim. The Sheikh Ahmed discusses that there were people that would write on the wall facing a person as you walked in the word Yerushalayim, to remember Yerushalayim. I saw a story that Reb Pinchas, somebody who came to visit the home of Reb Pinchas Mikaretz, and he saw that one window was smaller than all the other windows in the home. And he asked, why is this window different than all the other windows? And he said the reason he did it was Zeich L'Chorbin, that by showing, and he said that's even better, by showing that there's a place in the house that is so different, this window is different, that's a steady reminder of Zeich L'Chorbin. There are those that used to put up a picture of the Kaisel, that should remind them of Zeich L'Chorbin. However, the Paiskim say that L'chatchila, we should do what it says in the Gemara. And our Gemara said, as we learned, that you should leave an Amal not painted. And doing anything else is not what the Gemara said. If you wallpaper your home, so the Paiskim say, it's not adequate that you just don't wallpaper that area that's the Amal Ama, but you also have to make sure that the area that you're not putting wallpaper on, you should be not painted, not just not wallpapered. Similarly, if people paint their room whatever color, and they want to paint that Amal Ama just plain white, that isn't what the Gemara says. However, there are many places can say that that maybe would be adequate, because, again, if we're learning in our Shia that the main Kavana here is that you should have a steady reminder, that you should have a steady reminder of the Zeich L'Chorbin, that's what you're accomplishing. The Bi'ah Halacha say, Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash Shari B'chol Inyan. This halacha doesn't apply to shuls and yeshivas, but apa siddelchud, you could use sid or b'loishia amal ama. And the Pais can say that even though he's speaking about a Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, it's not just a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash, it's also a yeshiva. However, I did see that there are many places can say that the exception is only set for yeshiva or Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. But let's say you have a banquet hall, Zeich L'Chorbin should be made there. And it makes a lot of sense. If by every wedding we make a Zeich L'Chorbin, why should this be any different? The Shari Tzion, in Shari Tshuva, in Sivkotan Aleph, discusses, do you have to make Zeich L'Chorbin in every room, or is one place in the house enough? He quotes the Eliyahu Rabbah, who says that you should make it in every room, but he also quotes the Shailas Yavetz that said one room is enough, and the Steich Hemet says that's our minig, that you only do it in one room, and the Lashon of our Gemara, he says, that you leave it Kenegra Pesach, is an indication that one place in the house is enough. There were people that were machmer. I saw that Chassam Sofer, the Chazon Ish, the Stipler, they made a Zeich L'Chorbin in every room. But the Minhag Olam is to only make one Zeich L'Chorbin. As we conclude this year about the Zeich L'Chorbin, our Gemara says, Kol HaMis'abel HaYerushalayim Zoicha V'Roya B'Simchasa. So I saw that many Mepharshim explain what is Pshat in this Gemara. So they say, we know that the Gemara says, Gazru alames shetishtakach min alef. That the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world was created that people pass on and we forget them. We forget how, when is that? People who are no longer alive. However, if a person is still Baruch Hashem alive, then we remember him. Says the Cheshev Sofer, and I saw this from other Mefarshim as well. Kolmas Abel Yerushalayim. If somebody remembers Yerushalayim and he's bevelus on Yerushalayim, Zoyche V'roye B'Simchasai, he's a person that by him Yerushalayim is not gone. By him Yerushalayim is still alive. What's the Raya Yerushalayim is still alive? The fact that he's Mis'abel in Yerushalayim. A person like that, Zoyche V'roye B'Simchasai. Another pshat that I saw from the Ksav Sofer is, why is there such a important point to be Mis'abel in Yerushalayim? So some of Farshim, in explaining our Gemara, said a pshat in our Gemara is very simple. How could we live in beautiful homes when the Beis Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash is Chorof? But I saw another pshat that the Ksav Sofer suggests. The Ksav Sofer suggests the main reason why we're bitzar on the Churban Habayis, he says, is because we're not able to do all the mitzvahs that we could do in the Beis HaMikdash. We can't bring kabbonis, and we can't do all those mitzvahs. So he says, we know, Nenes v'loy osa mitzvah, Nenes v'loy osa, if you want to do a mitzvah, but you were nenes, you were something beyond your control, prevented you from doing the mitzvah, it's considered as if you did the mitzvah. Says the Ksav Sofer, this person who's Mis'abel Yerushalayim, what is the message that this person is sending? The message that this person is sending is, I wish I could do the mitzvah. I wish I could do the mitzvah, but unfortunately the Beis HaMikdash is Charev. Such a person, Zoyche V'roy B'Simchasoy, he's a person that is Zoyche to see in the Binyan Habayis, because it's considered as if he did all the mitzvahs that one would normally do in the Beis HaMikdash. In conclusion, I saw another pshat. The person who's Mis'abel Yerushalayim, says the Klausenberger Rebbe, is the person who believes that Mashiach is coming. The person who's Mis'abel Yerushalayim is the person who believes that this situation that we're now in of the Churban Habayis is temporary. And he lives his life hoping and wishing and praying for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. A person who lives with the amuna that the Beis HaMikdash will be imminently rebuilt, that is the person that will be Zoyche V'roy B'Simchasa, that will taka be Zoyche to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And that's pshat. I once saw that they asked the Sfas Emes, I don't understand. Here the Gemara says, Kolomus Abba Yushalayim, Zoyche V'roy B'Simchasa. And the question that was posed to Sfas Sofer is that over the history of Klal Yisrael, over the thousands of years since the Churban Habayis, there were many Jews that were very pious and Erlich Jews who certainly were Mis'abel on the Churban Habayis. Yet those Jews were not Soicha to see the Binyan Habayis. And our Gemara says, Kol Mis'abel Yerushalayim Zoicha V'Roye B'Simchasa. How do we understand that? So he said, a beautiful pshat. So according to the way the Klausenberger Rebbe explains, it's very understandable. It doesn't mean that he will see necessarily, unfortunately, the Binyan of Yerushalayim in his days. What it means is called Misabi Shalim Zachav Raida Simchasai. He's a person who believes in Mashiach and believes that Yerushalayim will be rebuilt. This person, even if he never saw his Mashiach in his lifetime, will be from those that will come up for the Tchias HaMesim together with all of us to go out and greet Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mheira B'yameinu Amen.